Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
You've heard these stories before where somebody says, you know, like I went to use the washroom at my prom and my stomach hurt and I found out that I was going into labor.
Oh,
you know, yes, there's usually like a dramatic reenactment and it's kind of on one of those like A&E type stories.
Yeah.
Hey, this is one of those. It's trending because people are very surprised to hear that a South Dakota woman who recently gave birth to triplets, not one, but three babies, didn't find out about her pregnancy until she went to the hospital with what she thought were kidney stones.
Wow.
So she has chronic kidney stones. So when she started getting these stomach pains, she figured, oh, it's just my kidney stones coming back. You know, she has to deal with this. And so she put it off. She put off dealing with it. She didn't go seek medical attention. She thought she knew what it was. Finally, she becomes so uncomfortable that she decides to go to the hospital. So doctors inform her, yeah, these aren't kidney stones. It's babies. Three of them.
Wow.
And they're on their way. You are in labor right now.
Whoa.
But in my mind, there are other things about your body that change when you get pregnant. I know that there's morning sickness. Not everybody gets that, I suppose.
You don't have your period anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, and every person and every pregnancy is different, so you never know what those unique signs might be.
Yeah. I suppose.
Know, perhaps she doesn't, you know, has a different set of signs for her.
Yeah,
but
which are zilch.
Which were nothing.
Yeah, except for the feeling of kidney stones, which she said she knew.
Three babies in her belly.
Three.
Not one.
Three.
Not one, but three.
Wow.
So the triplets were born. They are healthy. Their names are Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
Nice.
Yep, they're here. And
I saw a picture of them. They're adorable.
They're very cute. Yeah. And so she's already got two other kids. So now that is a surprise family of five.
Hello.
Wow.
From kidney stones to three babies. Can you imagine sitting there and finding out? Not only, like, these aren't kidney stones. You're in labor. Surprise.
Yeah,
surprise.
No, imagine the dad.
Yeah, the dad is just sitting there wondering what in the heck.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, another surprise. probably a surprise for both Bono and Lady Gaga. So all weekend long, tabloids have been running the story that Bradley Cooper was spotted on vacation with Lady Gaga. And ever since they starred in A Star Is Born, ever since they performed that kind of emotional performance at the Oscars, everybody wants these two to end up together. Well, they are not together. They are not on vacation together. Sorry, France, not Italy. They are not on vacation together in France. He was with Bono. Bradley Cooper was with Bono.
I thought it was Bono.
That's not Lady Gaga.
That's not Lady Gaga. That's
Bono with the big glasses on.
Yeah. I don't know who should be more insulted here, because sometimes people tell you you look like a celebrity and someone starts the sentence and I almost don't want them to finish it because I don't want to hear who they think I look like.
There you go.
But
leave Bradley alone. He's single and he's just, you know, licking his wounds.
He's single and he's ready to mingle. It's just probably with other celebrities like Bono and not necessarily Lady Gaga. She's dating a sound engineer, everyone. So that's the end of that.
Caitlin's always looking at what's trending and whatever. You came across something you wanted to share with us, so do tell.
It's very important. So you know how for the past few weeks, Jimmy Kimmel has been running this gag on his show where he talks about the town of Dildo, Newfoundland.
Yes.
He was
so obsessed with it.
He was so taken with the hilarity of its name that he said, well, I'm going to run for mayor. He said, I'm going to run for mayor because he learned that they don't have one. So I want to become the mayor of Dildo, Newfoundland. So now the joke has gone very far. Apparently Dildo has been bustling with visitors. Producers from Jimmy Kimmel's show went to Newfoundland to put up Kimmel for mayor signs and to meet residents. and Kimmel said, you know, this joke has now cost ABC about $100,000. So
very funny.
He's been named. Last week he was named. It all culminated. He was named honorary mayor.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm actually going to go there and visit. They give him the key to the city. All this stuff happens.
Right. Nice.
So I see that a very, very funny internet comedian posts a video in response to this. It's a joke. But this is what they said the government of Canada.
Who is this person? Is it Brittle Star?
Yeah, his name is Brittle Star. Yeah, that's the Twitter handle.
Okay.
Just know that it's a very funny person, and I'm going to tweet this video from Chum's Twitter because you have to watch it to see him because you might recognize him.
All right.
This is the government of Canada's, in air quotes, official response to the situation where an American might be named mayor of a Canadian town.
In response,
Prime Minister Trudeau has instructed the following Canadian talk show hosts and future mayoral candidates to step forward to represent Canada in U.S. municipal elections. George Strombolopoulos will be running for mayor of Clam Gulch, Alaska. Marilyn Dennis will be running for mayor of Dick Shooter, Idaho. Deanie Petty will be running for mayor of Bone Gap, Illinois. And finally, Jonathan Torrens will be running for mayor of Bald Knob, Kentucky.
Okay. These are actual places. Oh my gosh.
Was it Dick Shooter? Is that where you're running?
Well, yeah, Dick Shooter. I look at that because I'm a graduate of the University of Idaho. I don't know if I went to school with anybody from Dick Shooter.
Dick Shooter.
There is a very, I got to tell you, some funny names.
Yep.
Dick Shooter, Idaho directions. Let's see where it is.
You're looking for, are you going to go?
That is hysterical. Yeah.
You should go. You love a road trip.
I love a road trip. All right. Well, here we go.
Just not to Florida.
Not to Florida. I'm going to go see.
You should.
I'm going to key to the city.
You should become mayor of the town, Mayor Maryland.
What's the population? Probably 5 people. Anyway.
Well, you got a chance.
It's, let me see. Okay.
Have you got it?
I do. I don't know where it is. I still don't know where it is. It's like, it's northwest, by the way, of Riddle, Idaho. I don't know. They ran out of names. They ran out of names. All right. Oh my gosh. I'll have to look that up, guys. It's near Utah. All right.
Yeah.
That helps a little.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. That's great. Thank you for that.
Mayor Maryland.
Mayor Maryland.
Hi. Yeah, that's the sound of someone who's come back maxed and relaxed.
If you would have said to me, maxed and relaxed, if you would have said to me, listen, you're going to take a balloon ride and also a plane ride. I'd say, yeah, a plane ride over to, Amsterdam and to, Florence. I'd say, yeah, that's not a problem. We were invited to go for a plane ride over Holland by my good friend Callista, who works at the Marilyn Dennis Show. Her uncle is a pilot, retired pilot. Why don't you come to the airport, and a small little airport, and we'll go for a flight so you can see Holland like you've never seen it before. Okay, so, all right, so the 4 of us go, or 3 of us go. We meet the uncle there, and it's a teeny tiny little plane. It's like a wheelbarrow, right?
So with wings.
Two little seats in the front, 2 little seats in the back. So he says to me, do you want to sit beside me or sit in the back? Because I'll sit in the back. Calista and I sit in the back. So my husband gets on the plane. You know, I have to climb on the wing, get in there and whatever. And he says, and there's a bubble, you know, to close up the airplane at the top for the ceiling. Roof.
Fuselage.
And he said, let's go through the cross-check there, Jim, on what we have to do. Cross-check. So they do the cross-check. He's talking to the tower. He said, okay, let's take off. Let's do it. Jim goes, okay. He said, put your feet on the pedals and away you go. So Jim is now taking the plane down the runway. Not easy to do because it's hard to control a plane on a runway, especially a tiny one. Imagine a wheelbarrow, right? So then we turn a corner and all of a sudden Richard says to Jim, okay, now you want to put the pedal here. You put the throttle. Bah, bah, bah. He said, am I flying this thing? He said, yes, you are.
What?
Now,
how did you feel?
I'm in the back because I'm the cinematographer.
Yeah.
And Callista is a nervous flyer. She tells me this at the last minute. So I remove her mouthpiece from her headset so I don't hear this. Oh, so I have to remove it up like that. We can hear the tower. We can hear Richard giving Jim instructions. And if you look at my Instagram, my husband, who I'm sitting behind, is taking off in the airplane.
Never flown a plane before.
Never flown a plane before, okay? So cool. We go over the North Sea. We go over Rotterdam. It's amazing. We go over, you know, tulip fields. So we're up there for probably 90 minutes, maybe a little less than that.
Yeah.
Now it's time to bring the plane back in, okay? So, you know, Richard, who is overseeing this, he's an instructor, says, okay, we're going to take the plane back in. So, you know, we're coming in there. And I look at Callista because we're in the back seat, right? And I said, I think he's going to make Jim land this plane.
No.
Okay?
Well, landing's got to be harder than taking off.
Well, try to find in field after field after field where the runway is.
Yeah.
All right. So as we get closer to the runway, Jim says, am I going to land this thing? And Richard says, nothing.
Not even a thing.
And then he's going, he's talking to the tower, and doing the back and forth kind of thing. And then he instructs Jim how to land the plane. Guys, my husband landed the plane without incident and beautifully. And after it was all said and done, I looked at him and I said, talk to me, Goose. I'm telling you, like from hot air balloon in Tuscany to flying over Rotterdam, what a thrill.
Jim is a spy.
Right.
Jim is secretly a spy.
He is James Bond.
He's a doctor. He's also a sailor. And now he just flies a plane and has us all convinced it was his first time.
And he's a retired colonel, too.
Exactly.
He's a retired colonel, so two colonels are converging.
He's Jim Hellman, International Man of Mystery. That's his first time flying a plane? I think he's jumped out of one before.
Now, I do want to tell you something.
In a tuxedo.
That was in Rotterdam, but we based ourselves in Amsterdam. And I want to tell you, Amsterdam, as you were there earlier in July, very interesting. There's so many people that visit Amsterdam. Now, I did see the red light district. They work all hours. Some of them are a little long in the tooth, but whatever.
Okay.
And then I thought, I saw suspenders done in a whole different way.
Oh.
but I will tell you that I found out that prostitution is allowed, but no pot, although there's pot everywhere. So guess what I bought you guys? Not pot, but
prostitution?
I didn't buy you a session.
Okay.
By the way, respect your prostitutes because they do over there.
Sex workers.
For the first time in my life, I have a pot pen.
No.
I have never seen it before in my life. So, Caitlin, you have to post this.
Gosh.
It's a pen in the shape of a joint.
Yeah.
I didn't get you one, Lenny. Are you too young? Too young. So we will post that. There you go, Amsterdam.
Isn't that fun?
The end is covered in red glitter, so it looks like it's lit up.
I know!
That's so funny. Anyway. Well, thank you so much. Those stories. Listen all day long.
All day long. So much fun.
Let's welcome to the room Chloe Wilde from eTalk. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Monday morning.
And what's the latest?
Well, we're still talking about Liam and Miley, of course. You know, they went through a lot. He's supposed to be promoting his upcoming movie, Killer Man. Mm-hmm. You know, when stars have movies coming out, that means they're doing the promo circuit. They're doing TV show appearances. They're doing red carpets. But Liam, according to his friends, is going to stay put in Australia. He's a little bit too heartbroken, too saddened, and also probably doesn't want to deal with all those questions because you know everybody's going to be asking about Miley. They're not going to be asking about the movie.
It's too fresh.
It's way too fresh. I looked at the trailer and it looks great. Nice action movie. He's a money launderer, gets in a car accident, doesn't remember anything. So good for him. Hopefully the movie does well. Maybe he can forget Miley. Okay, so Bella Hadid.
And anybody really.
Which she's always everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So Bella and The Weeknd, also a couple that are no longer together. So Bella was actually watching Mark Ronson do his set. He's a DJ.
Yep.
And The Weeknd was also going there. And not 10 minutes after he arrived did she get caught going out the back door. So these two, not quite ready to be in the same place
yet. That's a little intense.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so we want to debunk a rumor that was circulating this weekend.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper did not vacation with Lady Gaga. I repeat that again. Bradley Cooper did not vacation with Lady Gaga, so put that out of your head. He traveled to a private Italian island to hang out with, get this, a 66-year-old artist and brunched in France with the U2 singer Bono. Mm. She wasn't there. This was a case of mistaken identity. And not the most flattering for Gaga.
No.
The two people he was photographed with were Bono or a 66-year-old artist.
Okay, so that is not a good thing. So I think Gaga's feelings are hurt.
Yes. So either way, they were not together vacationing, everybody.
Thank you, Chloe Wilde. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock on eTalk right here on CTV.
Very special guest joining us in the Chum Studios this morning. Let's say hello to Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
He's my favorite.
Thank you. And Chum is my favorite.
Hey, here's a headline for you, Jim Gaffigan.
Sir.
By the way, I'm such a super fan of yours.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can't believe
you've got great taste.
Thank you. It says comedian Jim Gaffigan rakes in $30 million by ditching Netflix and betting on himself. Hello, sailor. What happened?
First of all, I can't prove that is true.
Okay.
instead of dollars, it was actually hamburgers.
Oh, okay.
I pulled in 30 million hamburgers. So well, that's more of what it was.
It's four.
But I have five kids, so that means I roughly have like a dollar left.
What are the ages of your kids now?
I have no idea. That's okay. The problem. No, they're 6 to 15.
Oh, my gosh. So you're changing where we're going to see you from now on.
Well, you know, I was approached by Amazon to do their first first original special. Mm-hmm. And I mean, is there anything bigger than Amazon in the world? And, you know, I definitely want to have as many people see a special as possible. And so it's, you know, I feel like Amazon is, at least where I'm from in the States, we get like 3 boxes a day from Amazon. So everyone, so like when you're at Amazon, you just go over to AmazonPrime.com and watch the thing. So I hopefully people will check it out. But yeah, no, they approached me and I was like, you know, there's nothing bigger than Amazon.
That's
so I was like,
cool.
Maybe more people will see it.
But awesome. This November, you have some interesting tour stops.
Yes.
In Russia.
Yes.
And Poland. And
yes.
Portugal.
And the Baltic states. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Are you number one in the Baltic states?
No. But no. Well, some of it is, I truly love other cultures. And, you know, there's also, you learn about not only other cultures, but you reflect on how your culture is, mm-hmm. you know, by seeing other cultures. So I just, you know, I've always done international shows and it's fascinating. You know, like I did some shows in Spain and, you know, just obvious things, you know, that we just take for granted, like the fact that like the Spanish call the country España, but we call it a different name. That's kind of rude. You know what I mean? It's like, I come from España. Yeah, we're going to call it Spain. You know? You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't do that to another person. You wouldn't be like, hi, my name's Bob. Nice to meet you, Sam. I'm going to call you Sam, and even when I talk about you to other people, it's going to be Sam. You know, it's a weird thing.
So do you switch it up, like, totally based on where you are?
No, it's kind of informed by it. By the way, I have a lot of Canadian material.
I was going to say.
So I have a lot of.
What do we
give
get?
Us something.
Well,
we get?
You know, there is the whole thing of, like, I think that as an American, Canada was the first foreign country I ever went to. And you notice things, like, one of the things you notice is things are measured differently, temperature and distance.
Yeah,
And as an American, you're like, well, this is kind of weird. And then eventually you realize it's not just Canada. It's the entire world that uses the metric system instead of us. And, you know, it was strange as an American to realize every other country on the planet was wrong, you know, and should change because God loves America more and that love is measured in feet, you know. But there's so much about Canada. There's so much, like the... Everything is nice about Canada. Everything's, even the Canadian flag is pleasant. Like most national flags are so macho, like Mexico's like an eagle standing on a snake, or, you know, America's like stars and stripes, but Canada's just like, just put a leaf on there. You know, one for every province. No, just one simple leaf. And then on either side, 2 fields of red blood. You know what I mean?
Jim Gaffigan with us. His new special on Amazon Prime is out now. It's called Quality Time. You can also get audio versions on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and more.
Hey, listen.
Jim.
You have to come back in January.
I will.
I know you'll be here, but you have to come here and sit in that seat and entertain us again.
I will. I'm going all across Canada.
That's all right. We love that. So, listen, we were not expecting you to come in today. What a pleasant surprise on our first day back after holidays. Thank you, Jim Gaffigan.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you so much. Off to Tim Hortons I go.
Hey.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.